Okay, it's been a hectic week. We're all pretty exhausted, but our reward is to kick back and shoot the breeze with an all-new Horse Time, a place for all of our fans to see the more laid-back side of Podzilla 1985.
What an odd thing to say.
No politics tonight, right? Right?
Well, I only came for the politics. Do you guys talk about Trump much on the show?
Seldomly.
Fucking liar.
Occasionally.
Fucking devil, man.
An uncomfortable amount.
There it is.
Why do you call this show Horse Mouth?
Horse Mouth!
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Okay, hey, friends, shut up. We're about to do the show. Let's do our roll call that we do every week. Okay, first off, do we have a Lindsay Chan here?
You know who I am, and yes.
Casper, the friendly libtard.
Yes, Horse Mouth is fucking stupid, and so are you.
Tan Man, the bucket bangle feckless fuck. Hunter? Double H? Hey, where the hell is Hunter?
There's a message on Discord from his account. Let me see here. Oh, it says he's been kidnapped, and if we don't do a good show, he's going to be tortured until he begs for death.
What? We have to do a good show?
He's a dead man.
Does it say you kidnapped him?
It's just signed P.
P. Okay, guys. This is serious. We can't let Hunter down. It's time to do the best show of our lives.
It's horse time!
Horses.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of that ship was the Billy of Tea. The winds blew hard about it down, blow me bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day
ladies
when the
and gentlemen, it's
done,
Saturday
we'll
and you know what that means.
It's not.
Oh, thank God. I was hoping somebody was going to jump in there since apparently our good friend Hunter Hendricks is nowhere to be seen. We're all a little worried about him. But
thoughts and prayers, man.
But the rest, hey, thoughts and prayers work. You can tell. Look at America. But the rest of us are here tonight on an all new Horse Time. And I'm Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me tonight, no Double H, but we do have the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm here.
Good enough. We have Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi. I am here.
Now.
I think. I think I'm here.
She's just a ghost.
Keep going. I'm
not at work, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
That's good.
And of course, joining us once again this week, Mr. Ryan Casper.
This is becoming a thing.
It is. You fit in well around here. Way better than that Derek box.
You're going on. Oh. You're going on the cast page for far too long.
Yeah,
that seems like a dig at somebody. That's not cool.
No, it's not a dig at Derek. Derek's a good friend. There's actually a couple people I need to put on the cast page. I haven't updated the Podzilla 1985 website in
months.
Ages. Jesse was the last one that did it.
Is that that graphic that looks like the character set of Ragnarok?
Yes.
Yes, I did do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's enjoyable.
Points for remembering Ragnarok.
Oh, that game actually is still being produced.
Yeah, it's still active. They even made a Ragnarok online, too.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about jumping back in down to that very soon.
On the original one?
Probably. I don't know. I'd be curious to see what the new one looks like.
It's weird, man, because it's got this, like, pseudo... I mean, it's 3D, like Warcraft, but it's...
That's not right.
Jesus Christ. It's.
I saw that the other day.
That's...
I don't want this.
No, it needs to go away.
Yeah, that needs to go away. That's... Teletubbies are freaky enough.
Yeah, but these two Teletubbies are fornicating in a way that, yeah, I don't quite understand how that works. I've never been a fan of Teletubbies, though, to be fair.
Well, that's how
terrifying.
Teletubbies produce other Teletubbies.
The one in the picture is green, clearly, and then this one is gold. There's no gold Teletubby, is there?
There's a yellow one, but...
They're diverse.
No. What?
They're diverse.
Like their colors? They can just... They're like chameleons?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like this... Yeah, you never know.
They can change color depending on who's fucking them? I don't get the Ben Shapiro thing. This is the... So, Tanner's trying to fill Hunter's shoes. He's shitposting. in the chat, and Ben Shapiro telling the whole world that he can't arouse his wife. I don't understand the Ben Shapiro joke. So did I miss something? Because I was watching the Young Turks and they were talking about it too. What did Ben Shapiro do?
I don't know. Do?
Tanner, I'm speaking to you. You posted.
Hang on. I'm going to answer it. Is he I'm going to answer it with another one.
I don't think Tanner's with us tonight.
I want to do this one too.
What?
What the fuck?
Oh.
Tanner,
everybody
you
read it?
You can't delete it fast. So I screenshotted it. Shotted it.
That's an incel picture.
Shotted it. Da.
I screenshot it. The only thing I know about Ben Shapiro is that he's extremely white.
I'm just going to look at more Sponge Monkey pictures.
Oh, man, I remember the Sponge Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is a Sponge Monkey? That sounds racist.
We like the moon.
We like the moon.
Not
as much as cheese.
We are not the Huns.
We have no topic tonight, and Tanner's not making it any better. I usually rely on Hunter to interject and help keep the conversation going. So tonight, I'm really going to depend on you guys to keep this train a rolling.
That is a very bad idea.
Yes, it is.
I have a buddy who's
no.
See,
you got
see
buddy?
Tanner.
This no. Is,
this is why we can't have nice things. If you just want to start flat out posting porn in the chat, I'm gonna beat you because I've got plenty of it. Say,
that is nowhere near what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not put a fleshlight in there?
It was a fresh light.
It's a different type of light. But I do have something for you, Shannon.
Oh boy!
Wait for it.
Oh, hell yeah, brother!
No. That's no.
My face when Tanner posts things like that. Oh God, what the fuck is that? This is the show we really need to live stream because people have no idea what is
the
happening.
Hell we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably more back, like, behind the scene posting on this show than any of the other ones that y'all have.
I found this YouTube channel, and this is goes to everybody out there. If you like our sense of humor, if you find the things that we find funny, I'm going to suggest you go over to a YouTube channel called Vic Berger, V-I-C space B-E-R-G-E-R. He does interviews and news reels and whatever, and he splices them up and he adds sound. It's very funny. I don't want to spoil it for you, but he did. If you ever heard us talk about the Steve Harvey one, Steve Harvey doesn't want to host. He doesn't want to host anymore. It's the same guy that did that. It's very, very funny. So that's your assignment for this weekend is to go watch Vic Berger videos. I don't like the chat this week. I do not like the chat this week.
It is disturbing.
I posted this one before,
it's going downhill very quickly.
You're just
that one I kind of like. That's disturbing as hell, though.
You're just posting creepy pictures in here. This says absolutely. This has no value for anyone watching.
Well, I mean, it has value for us, right?
All right, fine. You want to get that way?
Oh no!
You play this game?
No!
Stop it!
The Who?
I didn't put Aladdin in there.
No, I did.
That messed me up. Okay, that was just good timing.
Oh dear God! All right, Lindsay. No, I can't do this to Lindsay because she didn't do anything. So I don't want to break her. She's innocent.
Just do it.
No, because this one's legitimately like kind of gross. You don't want to see it.
So I should turn away.
All right.
You just tell me when to look again.
All right. You turn
this
away.
Is great visual content for the audio
podcast.
Not
looking.
All right. Don't look.
I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. Hold on.
That.
Hold on, Lindsay. Hold on.
No.
Okay. Now it is.
That is
okay.
Fine. That
was... I mean, what's still there isn't any better than
this
whatever you did, probably.
Godzilla needs to rest and consider this.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm done. I'm out.
No, you started this.
This is all
you started this.
Start
now you
this.
Have to finish it. So, let me pitch an idea to you guys.
Do it.
Actually, I pitched it to you already earlier today. Not just the program that I was thinking of, because I'm thinking about, you know, I had so much fun doing that solo podcast talking about politics and the news the other day. I'm thinking about making it a weekly thing. I've told you guys this before, calling it Podzilla PZ85 Live, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I'm debating whether I want to do it, but it made me think that maybe we should get more into actual, you know, like video. Like maybe we can evolve from just audio podcasts into video, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to see our facial reactions while we film these shows. What do you guys think about that? About doing more video content and not just doing podcasts anymore?
It could be fun.
So more like a live stream kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, like a live stream. Yeah. Even if it's like this show, you know, we could each have our little videos going at the same time, and maybe we could have the Discord in the middle so people could see all of the very stupid things that you guys post.
So what that do you sounds like looking at doing a Twitch or something?
What's that, Cass?
Like a Twitch or a Facebook stream, or like what you have to think about kind of what platform you're going to put it on.
I mean, originally I was just thinking we would do it on Facebook, because that's what we've had the most success on. Because I don't really want to be a Twitch streamer per se. I think that I know Asa hasn't been doing a lot of streaming lately because he's gone through some personal stuff, but I know he is going to return to it at some point. And I don't want to rip him off. So I don't want to just go to Twitch and be like, hey, come to our Twitch channel. I think doing it on Facebook would be better, or YouTube actually. YouTube is what I thought about it. Just like filming it live and then posting it to YouTube, or I guess you could do live on YouTube, right?
Wait, what's wrong with you doing Twitch and him doing Twitch? Like you could actually like plug each other and do it at different times.
He's not worried about stepping on someone's toes.
Yeah, I don't want Asa to ever be like, okay, well I'm doing Twitch and now Shannon's suddenly doing Twitch. Sorry, I just had coffee. Shannon's suddenly doing Twitch. I just don't want to step on his toes. I would ask him first to make sure he's okay with it, and I'm sure he would be. Asa is the sweetest heart, as long as you're a certain political party.
Ask him now publicly, and then he can get back to you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that to him. That's like proposing to somebody on the Kiss Cam, and then them saying no.
Oh, but those are the best. Those are the best.
That's not the best. If he rejected me publicly, I don't think I could survive anymore. Oh, puppy monkey baby.
No one really cares. Man bear pig. No one really cares so much about the yes and the oh, it's sweet, and then they kiss. Like what they're waiting for is like the NASCAR wreck. Like just waiting, like when you hear the screech of tires, you're like, and you just wait for the crash.
Yeah, but I don't want that. If that makes sense. Look, here's a picture
of Donald. Nothing does.
Here's a picture of Donald Trump holding Ivanka when she was a teenager, awkwardly.
Mm. Yeah, that's not disturbing as hell.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, everything about that relationship is disturbing, isn't it?
We had a lot of good ideas for doing video podcast or video content. You know, we talked about we had the Irresponsible Spin Monster show. That was going to be a lot of fun. Kaz, that was a show we pitched where we would just do like unboxings and talking about the stuff that we spent money on that we absolutely should not have. That was going to be a lot of fun. We even bought equipment to do it, which is at the store, because I was talking to Jesse earlier about wanting to do this stuff. And I was like, well, I'm thinking about getting one of those ring lights and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, you know, we have all that equipment that we never used from when we talked about doing video content before. So just use that.
He just means there's a camera mount back there.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm afraid of.
We had the lighting and everything, though.
Yeah, but define lighting. But what do you mean by we had the lighting?
Some of that lighting that was there, though, was Remy's, not what we had.
No, I think that was separate. There's the duffel bag back there that has all of our equipment, I'm pretty sure. And I need to look through it, and I just haven't yet.
Okay, I don't know.
So we talked about the irresponsible spin monsters, and then we did the Smash Bros.
One episode
thing. Two episodes.
No, did we do two? I know we did one, and then Jesse ruined it.
It was two. We recorded them the same day, and then, yeah, stuff got messed up.
We lost our commissioner, so.
What kind of camera are you talking about? Just like stream or like record and then actually like do some post-production?
Both.
Oof.
I mean, it's not as hard as you would think it would be, because
no,
with XSplit
it looked good when we did it.
Yeah, and XSplit is easy. All I have to do is basically set up a camera and have XSplit stream my camera app, and then I think you could do more than one too. So if I want to have the camera app in like the corner, and then I can have other stuff in the background, or I could use OBS. There's lots of stuff. I've done it before. When we used to do CCW Live, I would do video and video and stuff like that. And then, yeah, with the Smash League that we were going to do, which was a great idea. Jesse ruined it. Fucking Jesse ruins everything. That's actually... So we got a couple new shows coming to the Podzilla Network. There's PZ85 Live. That's going to be a live news program every week hosted by yours truly. We have Jesse Ruins Everything. That's going to be every, I think, God, what day do we not record? Sunday? Holy shit, we record every day except Saturday and Sunday, don't we?
Yeah.
And if we do Saturday, that's six shows a week. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, full-time job.
Yeah, there. But you're not doing that many.
Depends on the week, doesn't it?
We're only doing Believes once a month right now.
How are we doing that once a month? We literally have another one this Monday.
Do we have enough news for a new one?
I'm sorry. Did you not hear about the Black Vault?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I did. But why don't you let the people in the group chat know about that?
I will awesome. Do that. Okay. So, Kaz, do you know what I want to believe is?
I want to believe a lot of things, but yes, I do.
It is a show that, for everyone else's sake, I'll tell you. It is a show that Tanner and I basically built Podzilla on. That was the original show before Pro Wrestling Unscripted and all that.
It was supposed to be the original show.
It was supposed to be the original show, and then it kind of took on. Oh, sweet Jesus! It took a life of its own.
Boy, that is an episode of the No Sleep Podcast, and I'm uncomfortable.
But, I got to get that image out of my head. You guys are glad we're not live streaming this now.
Seriously.
The Black Vault is a website operated by one guy. I forget his name. I apologize. I'm looking it up now. John Green. No, that's not it. What's the guy's name? It's one guy. Who is he? I don't
Jolly
know who
Green
is.
Green Giant?
I don't know what his name is.
Philbert.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Point is, the dude has been suing the government for years, trying to get information on unidentified flying objects, or UAPs as they're called now. He has been suing them for the FOIA Act, He was trying to get their information. So they finally sent him a shit ton of documents. According to them, everything that they know about UFOs. And this dude has literally been scanning every single page and posting them online. And now he has all of them online on the Black Vault. It's theblackvault.com. You can go and read literally every document that the CIA has about unidentified flying objects. And it's fascinating. So, yes, Tanner.
Checking that out now.
I'd say we have stuff to talk about on Monday.
2,200,495 pages.
Yeah.
Of documents. And I think 2.1 million are probably pages with just black Sharpie.
Black marks. Yeah.
Yeah. More and than maybe likely. Maybe a word, the, or maybe an and.
That's what I never got about declassified documents like that. You know, whenever you sue and you use FOIA and all that, and then they send you these documents, and if you ever watch them, they're always just three words on an entire page, and everything else is blacked out completely.
Yeah, the word declassified is a stretch.
Are we going to pay for this?
What's the point? What's that?
Are we going to pay for this?
Pay for what?
The subscription. It's like $1 a month, he says. It says.
What?
Oh, I didn't know you have to pay for it?
Hang on, let me go back to it here.
I don't think you have to pay for it.
Well, it's like $1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll volunteer to pay for this.
Yeah, I think the podcast can definitely pay for that. We'll use that Patreon money, which, by the way, if you'd like to support us, even though we're not doing any Patreon content right now, if you'd like to support us just because you want to support us, patreon.com/podzilla1985. We actually do have some ideas for new patrons and stuff like that, including access to live podcasts while we're recording, so you can join in on the chat. There's a lot of cool stuff we're thinking up. We're just thinking it up really slowly. So don't get too excited. But yes. Burning. So there's the Black Vault thing we can definitely talk about. And I'm sure we'll find other stuff.
You don't have to pay for most of it, because I'm looking at the Rockefeller report right now.
Yeah, I think it's more like a recommended donation scenario.
It's like when you go into one of those public museums and they're like, It's free, but any donation, and before they can finish, you've already walked past them.
Okay, so it says, for as little as $1 a month, you may not only help this site immensely, but you get exclusive content. So for extra content, you pay $1.
But you can go there right now, and not just the FOIA documents. They also have paranormal case files. It's a pretty cool website, blackvault.com, theblackvault.com. We'll be talking about that on Monday. So that's exciting. I'll be looking through these all weekend. Yeah. And I have no idea what we were talking about leading up to that point.
I forget already.
Oh,
we're all very distracted today.
The amount of shows we're doing. Yeah. So I do, right now I do 4 shows a week because we're not doing pro wrestling unscripted, but I have already told Ace and Dalton that if they want me to come back to PW, I would. So that could be a show, just depending if they need me or not.
I was just wearing that shirt the other day.
Your PW shirt?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, where the fuck is the other merchandise, Lindsay?
What?
Why haven't you made new merchandise for us?
Because I'm a lazy piece of garbage at the moment.
Damn.
I've actually spread the word of PW out here because I wear it during some of my conference calls and shit, and people are like, what is that? I was like, just search it. You'd be all right.
Well, except lately.
Well, yeah, not lately. It kind of fucked me over lately. They're like, this shit doesn't exist anymore. It's all right.
I've got the
overpriced merch on Redbubble, but I haven't found any other places to put it yet.
Yeah, it's been
a very good way of putting it. Very overpriced.
It's been almost 2 months since we've done a new PW.
Damn.
My problem is that I kind of hate wrestling at this point, despite the fact that I work so close to it. It's like when you work at a restaurant, but you don't eat the food. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a writer, but you don't read.
Actor, you don't watch your movies.
Prostitute, you sleep with everyone but your boyfriend.
Wait a minute.
That's a thing, right? I've never had a prostitute, for the record, but I did come across one once. I was walking over to the dollar store from the gaming grounds, and I think it was me and Ethan, or maybe it was me and Dalton, but a transgender prostitute propositioned me. I politely declined, and I went inside and I bought some chips.
Nice.
So maybe I missed
chips out of the deal. Maybe.
Yeah. She was working right there in front of the store too, like literally in front of the store. And I told the person working, I was like, you know you have a legitimate prostitute outside propositioning people, right? And they're just like, yeah, we know.
Oh, my.
Well, we had one actually come into our office one time and use one of our outlets to charge a phone.
Yeah, she could write that off as a business expense, though.
Well, I guess maybe we could. She ain't paying for anything.
Tanner,
onto a lighter subject. Oh,
I was going to ask Tanner about his experiences with prostitutes. Tanner, stop reading the Black Vault and get involved with this conversation.
God damn it. Get out of my mind, man. You leave me alone.
I know what you're doing.
Down the rabbit hole. You know
you shouldn't have fucking told me about this one.
I thought you knew about it. I really did.
Dude, I've been working all day. I had no
I know what it is. I know what it is. They knew the perfect way to hide it from you. They hid the access codes to it in a DVD copy of Predator. There was
Shrek 1 on DVD.
Shrek 1 on DVD.
Coming at you.
Would it be called Shrek? Would it just be called Shrek on DVD? Do you really need the one? I don't know.
The second one, don't you have to then specify which one after more are made?
I know, because even if you have Shrek 4 and you've titled them Shrek 2, 3, and 4, the original could still be Shrek. No one's going to see the original Shrek and go, is this Shrek 3?
Is that only if you happen to use numbers on the preceding ones? Otherwise, do you call it Star Wars 1, Star Wars 2? Or is it 6, 9, or 32, or -3?
Wait.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I think I just had a stroke.
Hold on. I'll post it in here again. I didn't think I was going to have to post this twice.
Numbers are hard.
Numbers are hard. Exponential is worse. Speaking of numbers, how many shows do you actually have on this network?
I think I'd have to do this again, but Godzilla needs to rest and consider this.
He's chilling.
Okay, there's I Want to Believe, Nerd Up, Plays, PW.
Well, hey, if you're new to the Podzilla 1985 network, let me give you a quick rundown.
Currently.
Let me give you a quick rundown. Mondays alternates between I Want to Believe and Nerd Up. I Want to Believe being our paranormal investigative show, Nerd Up being our comic book movies and the fun stuff. Tuesday, we've got PZ85 Plays, where our game master, Double H, leads us through adventures in Perryville and Star Wars and Dungeons and Dragons and whatnot. Wednesday will once again someday be Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where Asa and Dalton talk about all the hottest news of the week in the world of professional wrestling. It's the flagship show. It's what we based our reputation on originally. Thursday is Podzilla After Dark, where we sort of have a topic and we talk about specific things. It gets very political on there. And then Friday, and Lindsay's always got a fun list. And then Friday's Horse Time, which is the worst show on the network and has absolutely zero entertainment value.
Horse mouth.
And yet people seem to like it.
Well, I've said it for a long time. Kids love squalor.
People love weird shit, man.
They do. Look at all the shit you guys have been posting in the chat tonight.
That's true.
Hunter's going to come back.
Doubling down.
Hunter's going to come back and see all this and go, what the hell? You know, if we ever find him.
What the hell?
If we ever find him, yes.
Lindsay's.
One like equals one prayer.
Uh-oh.
Anybody catch that?
No.
One like equals one prayer.
What's that, Bender?
Tanner, drink some more. You need more alcohol.
I wish I had some alcohol.
There was a time period where Tanner used to do the show just drunk or drinking.
Just a couple times.
And then I found out that like everybody did this show drunk or drinking except me.
I don't.
You're hardly ever on the show, though.
Yeah, I was actually.
You don't. Just she doesn't about usually.
When he robots out, like, we react to it. But I'm curious, like, since we all record separately, the people at home are like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, that happens all the time. Yeah.
Yes. More of that, not knowing what the fuck is going on.
And there are still people
who
don't. So we're
like a live-action version of 12-ounce mouse.
There are still people that don't believe we record this show separately. They think that we're actually still recording it in the same room and we're lying about it. We're not.
Yeah, that's been a thing.
That has legitimately been a thing.
That's caused some problems.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Like, yeah, no, good.
Okay. There you go.
I don't understand tonight's show. I should have came. The only thing I prepared was the skit. I had
nothing
else.
You worked hard on that, though.
Not really.
You worked a whole 20 minutes before the show while we waited for you to write it.
Yes.
What skit?
Yeah, what are you talking about? That actually happened. Didn't you know that?
Here's a cool mouse.
And now one share is 10 prayers.
Holy, what the fuck is that from?
What is that?
I don't know.
It's got a flower.
I'm looking at it just weird.
It wants you to have a posy.
I'm literally trying to think of anything that's interested me today that I can talk about, but I can't think of a single thing. My brain is just
Frisky Dingo. Like,
fried?
My brain is fried. I like Frisky Dingo. He was okay. That is just offensive, and I want you to get off my screen right now. What? And you're not doing it.
I didn't do it.
Do it right now, Tanner. I'm offended. I'm a snowflake, so I offend easily.
I think we lost.
Tanner, are you still there? Oh, God. I can't tell if he's just ignoring us so we can post more of these dumbass pictures. Or
probably.
if it's like a
game of Call of Duty when his internet goes out.
He's just not having fun posting these things. He's going to quit.
We're just waiting for the little pop-up that goes, he's left the party.
don't say it. He does it all the time. What is happening?
He's on a roll.
He's on a Whose Line roll.
Oh, that show's not funny.
It can be.
Now wait one motherfucking minute.
Oh, there look at that. Now he's there back. He I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah, he left.
Well,
only good thing about that show is Aisha Tyler. I said it. I'll say it again
in
front of
Tanner. I apologize to the listeners for my outbursts.
Tanner, the only good part of that show was Aisha Tyler. Yeah.
Hmm? Wait, what show are we talking about?
Not going to scream at him?
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Did you ever watch that one?
Yes. I think they actually recorded each season in like a week. Or
probably
like in just a few days.
I legitimately thought they did it live.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Jesus
Christ. Ah.
There's going to be people out there that think we are intentionally bombing this show to kill Hunter.
Well, if you survive the late 90s, early 2000s, you probably recognize this one.
I don't recognize that one at all, and I don't like it.
I don't want to.
The only thing that I know to talk about is politics, and I promised Tanner we'd talk about fun things. Lindsay, you've always got fun lists. Just create something on the spot, because otherwise I'm going to start talking about impeachments
Wait. I've got something fun and political.
Okay.
In 5 days, the fat fuck's gone.
Yeah.
Oh,
that would be nice.
Tanner, you took the demon test today, right?
I did take the demon test.
Do you still have access to it?
What's the demon test?
I forget his name's Bob something. Bob Parson or something like that. He is a exorcist and he's a priester. And he has a test you can take online. It's 21 questions to find out
if you're a demon.
Yes. And Tanner, you said you were low probability.
Yes, very low probability. Yeah.
Then you were disappointed by that, weren't you?
Bob Larson.
I was a little bit.
Bob Larson. There it is. Yeah. I forget. Kaz is not in the chat with us, the PZ85 chat.
I'm not? I'm looking at it right. Oh, this is the chat.
No, I'm talking about the Facebook chat. Like, you're not in the After Dark Facebook chat.
But
no,
I don't want to create an account.
Well, I guess I should add you to the chat since you're going to be doing it more often.
Are you?
Which, Kaz, by the way, has been upgraded to cast member.
Is that true? Is this true?
I don't think so.
You don't belong here.
Tanner, quit with the whose line is it anyway? Literally no one finds it funny.
Not even whose line is it anyway.
Can you not take the demon test without creating an account? Because I really don't want to create an account.
No, you have to create an account.
Yeah. No, then I'm a demon.
But I don't want to.
I'll just accept that.
I don't want to do it that badly.
Oh,
it takes
Jesus.
All of like 30 seconds.
No, that's just when you accept the fact that you are a demon and you just assume for it and you move on. And you don't have to tell them anything about yourself.
Tanner, you have the worst taste in everything.
You know what? You can go fuck yourself.
There you
Whose line is it anyway? It's hilarious.
Oh, the show should have been called Who Gives a Shit?
Then it became The Price is Right.
I guess, I'm spoiled because when I was younger, I watched real. Now, why are we being mean to each other? In 5 days, Donald Trump leaves office. Let's stop being mean to each other. We can all celebrate that. I was talking to Maria tonight about this whole thing and was telling her how. In the 4 years, 5 years that we've had to deal with Donald Trump at this point, Tanner, who was a staunch conservative, has...
Wait. Before you continue, there is a big difference between a conservative and a Republican.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Tanner was a conservative.
What I'm saying is was might be the wrong term.
I think Tanner is more of an independent at this point.
Oh, very much so, but I've always been independent.
You just lean right.
I can't even say that because I have leanings towards both sides. I'm literally dead center.
We've had a couple people, some of them who are on the show, I won't name names, other than Tanner because he's here, but I don't want to bust anybody else out when they're not here, who were very right-leaning, and they've really changed their mind after listening to our show for the past couple of years and then also seeing what Trump has done. So they're the good kind of people that have seen the madness and decided they didn't want any part of it. And in 5 days, you would think to yourself, actually, let me see. When is the 5 days on Wednesday? Okay, yeah, we might as well talk about this because we're not going to have a chance to talk about it before it happens. If you don't mind getting a little political here.
It's horse mouth.
It's horse mouth. We talk about whatever. In 5 days, Donald Trump leaves office. And they are so afraid that there is going to be some kind of attempt at a revolution, a coup, another coup.
The
I don't think they're intelligent enough to pull it off.
Well, have you seen the videos from inside Capitol Hill?
No.
I don't know if you guys have seen this video yet, but there was an incident where they're breaking glass, they're breaking the windows, they're like vandalizing inside, and there's a woman on a bullhorn that's telling them where to go and what to do. Like, she has insider knowledge. So,
well, they took him on a tour beforehand earlier in the year, just to get, and many of them knew where they were going. That's how they found the office is specific to the representatives like Nancy's and everything.
And Clyburn. Yeah. So the fear that they have now is that not only are they going to have to deal with these right-wing extremists who may or may not try to take up arms on Inauguration Day or leading up to Inauguration Day, but that they don't even know who to trust in their own guard, like the National Guard and the police. They don't know who is almost like a sleeper agent. For
the fact that people didn't do anything immediately as far as like arrests and crap.
Well, I mean, they've arrested. I think they've done a pretty good job with the arrests since.
Yeah, now.
But I meant as far as like on site.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason they didn't. Okay, so this is an unpopular opinion, but I think the reason they didn't do a lot of arrests on site was because they were so outnumbered. And I know that sounds bad because it almost sounds like they were cowardly. But yeah,
that's their own fault. They were warned. Well, they knew it was going to happen.
But it's not their fault. It's not the fault of a cop who's at Capitol Hill. You know, it's not his fault that he doesn't have backup. I think that a lot of them in that situation, and, you know, I'd like to say that if it was me versus 300-400 protesters who are violent and bloodthirsty, that I would be man enough to stand up to them and try to control law and order and all that stuff. But, I mean, come on, who would actually do that? I wonder how many of these guys were kind of, you know, you hear about the cops taking selfies with the protesters and stuff like that. I wonder how many of them were so afraid for their life because you've got one cop going up against upwards of 200-300 people in a mob. What is that one cop going to do?
That's during the mob. Like, think of all the politicians that are like voting against the impeachment simply because they're afraid of going back home and to a burning house or killed in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
because here's the thing: it's not these aren't an, this isn't an army like most people think of it as. This is these are terrorist cells, no different. It's vanilla ISIS. So like what you're dealing with is not a country.
Holy
or a
shit! did you just say vanilla ISIS?
That I did.
Oh my god!
It is the same thing. It's radicalization using religion as a mush brain to radicalize people. That's why you see people that you would think were otherwise intelligent to fall into this QAnon, QTard shit. But what it comes down to is like you have a shit ton of these people that will say and talk a big game, but in the end, you only have a handful that are actually going to go through with it. And those are the ones that you need to be afraid of, truly and fully.
They'll only go through with it if they have the numbers to back them up. That's what it is.
It's bravery in numbers.
Right. If the dude with the horns, the one, I don't know if you guys saw this.
The one that needs his organic food in prison.
Yeah, Bob posted this on my wall today, or Bob sent this to me and I posted it. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Oh, I love that.
that was so great. I
enjoyed that a lot.
But yeah, you know, they're going to be brave in numbers. If the dude with the Buffalo hat and all that, if it had just been him and like two other guys going to the Capitol, I guarantee you they wouldn't have busted in. They wouldn't have done half the shit that they did, but they felt empowered because they had so many people with them.
They did, but you also have to understand they haven't ran into any repercussions yet, at least not all of them yet. They walked in there thinking that, oh, I can get away with this because of insert word privilege here. And a lot of them ran into a reality and got, you know, like what's her terrorist that got her ass shot. Like, you know, these are realities that happen that they otherwise expected. Oh, no, they're not going to do that to me. It's the other people. It's always the other. And you have a situation like what happened with the cop that they killed, that they murdered. And you have 37 people now being investigated and being charged. And here's the thing. What a lot of people don't realize is the rule of felony murder. There's a reason why when you watch an action movie and like there's a bank robbery and the new guy kills somebody and all the other bank robbers are like, oh, shit, they freak out. Because everybody from the new guy to the getaway car driver is now going to be arrested and charged with murder because you're all involved. And that's what's going to happen with that. Accessories. And just because you happen to be in the car when it happened doesn't mean that your term is going to be any less. You're not going to get a slap on the hand. You're going to go to federal penitentiary.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of a case that happened here. A gentleman was killed and there were three people in the car, the shooter, a getaway driver, and just someone who just happened to be in the car with him. And the only people in prison right now are the driver and the rider. The gunman never served a day of jail time.
Yep, he probably was the first one to turn. They probably gave him a deal, and he called on the other ones. And that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to threaten with buku years. Somebody's going to drop the dime and the others are going to fall for it. And as long as they produce.
No, go ahead. Finish your point. Then I'll jump in.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, it's like once those charges come through and, you know, terms and sentences start getting dished out, that's when the realities are going to start hitting and everybody's going to be moving from their, you know, little suburban homes into a penitentiary. And that's when reality really fucking hits that, oh, I messed up. I went too far in this cult.
They already think that someone's turned because of the amount of people that's been arrested and some that you don't even hear about. They think that some of it is because they've flipped or they're flipping and they're getting information from them. I myself wondered, you know, people have asked before, why wasn't there such a physical resistance to this like there was with the Black Lives Matter movement protests? And I want to address that real quick because I have a theory on it. And that being that during the BLM protests, you had how many more cops out there, and you had, you know, paramilitary, you even had unrecognizable military forces out there, people shoving people in cars. I mean, you had a legitimate military force going up against these guys. But with the Capitol Hill protests and subsequent, you know, coup, it really was, I think there were 500 officers activated for it out of what they could have had was 2,000, and they only had 500. So whereas with the Black Lives Matter protests, if a cop were to mace someone who was getting rowdy or, God forbid, shoot them, then they had such a big backup to help them contain the situation. Now, with the Capitol Hill thing, I read a statement by one of the officers who, when asked, why didn't you employ, you know, lethal deterrent? Why didn't you guys pull your guns? And the theory is that they didn't do it because they supported the terrorists, because they were on their side, so of course they didn't shoot at him. But what he said, and it made a lot of sense to me, was he knew that if he pulled his gun out, one cop versus 300, 400 people, if he shot someone dead, he was a dead man. It was going to escalate the situation. He would be dead no matter what. They would tear him apart. So he tried his best not to use lethal force because he was trying to get out of it alive. And that makes sense to me, and I believe him, because I've seen the videos, you've seen the videos, you've seen this swarm, they're like ants, just thousands of them. And you've got a handful of cops trying to keep the peace. And it was bad. It was god awful. They should have called the National Guard in. They didn't. Pence had to go behind Trump's back and do it. And now, if you notice, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Donald Trump has pretty much, he's clocked out. He's done.
Yeah. Well, he has been. Pence is acting president, which is most of this entire administration is acting insert position here. Yeah.
Trump is now focusing on his library, from what I understand, and Pence was the one.
He can read?
Well, no, it's not for him to read. Basically, you know, every president has a library of things that they've collected during their terms or gifts, stuff like that, and they put it on display. Well, Trump's working on his already, but Pence is the one at all the briefings. He was the one there today, I think it was, when they were talking about the inauguration and the fact that they've already encountered three or four different plots by extremist groups to assassinate Biden or assassinate members of Congress on Inauguration Day, and killing Pence too. Yeah. Pence was the one heading this up. He was the one at the head of the table where Donald Trump should be. Trump is nowhere to be found, you know,
but he's been signed out for a while. Like, anybody that actually thinks that he's been running this country for XYZ time is out of their fucking mind. Like, dude has, no, he's a parrot. He's a figurehead, a useful idiot.
I don't think he ever controlled the country. I think he's been a puppet the entire time of, you know, and he got to get in trucks and he got to blow the horn and he got to do the choo-choo trains and he dug the with the shovel. He got to pretend to be president. Yeah, and
he got to throw paper towels at people.
Yeah. Like he was shooting a basketball, and you had people like Mitch McConnell and you know,
there's
other,
the real powers right there.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell was the real power in Washington for the longest time.
And it's like Dick Cheney was for Baby Bush.
Right. And now it's all flipping. Now it's all flipping. The rats are jumping off the ship, and we have 5 days to go before this man's out of office and Biden takes office. But if you think that that's going to be the end of it, I think you're crazy.
No, it's not.
Trump's claws are going to be in the Republican Party for years to come. And at this point, I legitimately don't know how you reverse this, because it seems like nothing he does deters his followers. And I don't know how to fix it at this point. You remember years ago when Howard Dean was running for office and he was doing very well on the Democratic ticket. He was doing very well. And then in one excited speech, he went, "Pyaw!
Pyaw!"
And you're done.
And it ruined him.
Yep.
It ruined him.
Completely. And yet, Kerry went down for flip-flopping, which everybody does.
Yeah, it's Trump. Trump has made it. It's the art of the flop, is what I call it.
But you have to keep in mind, though, like, it's apples and oranges, because, yes, he's had this kind of power because he's had an infinite megaphone that he can say whatever the hell he wants, and Dorsey and them didn't do shit.
Yeah, well, people have been, they've been echoing it for him. They've been, you know, reverberating it. No one stopped his message, despite the fact that they say they're all censored.
No one stopped shit. But keep in mind that now that it is, one could argue it's better late than never, even though, you know, Dorsey knocking him off Twitter is the same as fucking these people jumping out of the administration now. But the echo chamber has been silenced. And if you don't think that the FBI doesn't have, you know, a handle on the conversations going on that's not in the public, well, go ahead and try that again with the Capitol. We'll see how that plays out.
Did you hear about the House member that this just made me laugh? So you had this House member, Marjorie Greene.
She is batshit crazy.
She's batshit crazy, and she's out there running her mouth about how the Democrats have created this violence. Like, she's blaming them for it. Meanwhile, and, you know, big tech is censoring everybody, and she's wearing a mask that says censored while she's speaking her mind. Like, the fucking
on national irony. Television.
Right.
That's going out to the entire world.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. Yeah. I guess it doesn't have to.
She's also with a QAnoners too, so like it can't make sense. I'm going to put it out there. Just skip to the fucking punch bowl already. Just drink and let the rest of us continue reality.
I don't understand how these crazy people can be so crazy publicly and other people believe it. You remember they had Pizzagate where guy literally thought that Hillary Clinton had child sex slaves in the basement of a pizzeria. So he went there with a shotgun to discover the truth. And nobody wants to be held responsible for that. Nobody wants to be held responsible for inciting these things, because they say, well, no one told him specifically to go there with a shotgun. Well, no, but like, words have power, and we have to hold people accountable for that. And that's what they're trying to do to Trump now. And there are still so many people who don't think that that's right. I guess they don't think it helped. Everyone calls this a bipartisan impeachment. Only 10 people out of 200 plus on the Republican side voted to impeach. Yes, historically, this is the most bipartisan impeachment we've ever had. Let that sink in for a little bit. But it's still, common sense said that number should have been way higher.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people drank shit. Jonestown, a lot of people died, and who didn't drink it got shot by the other ones. Like, this is just nationalized Jonestown. It also goes to show, like, how easily people are manipulated over the course of time. Goebbels always said, you know, tell a lie big enough and loud enough and long enough, and people will begin to believe it.
I think America has Stockholm Syndrome.
Yep.
You know, they tell you, they've built these people up and broken them down over and again, told them over and over again that only they can protect them. I mean, people are brainwashed. They think that all this shit's true, and it would be funny if it weren't so dangerous. And I am scared to see what happens leading up to Inauguration Day.
I just want to get back to the old days conspiracies of, like, UFOs and
fun conspiracies. You know,
yes. Yeah. You know, fairly benign, you know, conspiracies, things that are not going to cause people to try and kill others. I mean,
I've grown up with politics my whole life. I've said it before on the show. I've been into politics before I ever should have been. And I've known forever that Democrats and Republicans don't get along when it comes to election time. You start seeing the ads, the dirt and the mud gets slung, and everyone kind of disagrees with each other and argues. And then who wins. And then everybody settles back into their normal routine. But with Trump, it's impossible. There is no normal routine anymore.
It's personality politics. It's nothing to do with actual platforms anymore.
And people have embraced it so much, just dangerously so. And it's scary. I don't know what's going to happen before Inauguration Day. I'm a little worried. I think that Inauguration Day could be one of the most historic days in American history, and not for the right reasons. I'm praying that it doesn't, and I'm not a prayer kind of guy, but I really hope that our worries are unfounded and that it just sizzles out and nobody does. Or maybe you have a couple idiots that, you know, like the Area 51 Naruto run that government shuts them down real quick. Because I know people important to me and important to people that I care about that are going to be there for Inauguration Day and that have to be there to help protect. And I worry about them. So I think they said 20,000 National Guard there to protect Biden. Mike Pence will be there, which, okay. Apparently Ivanka and Jared were going to go there until Trump blasted them publicly, and now they decided not to go. It's a shameful time, and I want to see what happens next year around this time, where we're all at, you know?
I will say this. I just want to kind of like get this out of my brain before it explodes. Coming back to what you were saying with Tanner, I always want to put emphasis on this, is that there is a stark difference between Republican and conservative and Democrat and liberal. Like you're talking, liberal and conservative are the ideological platforms. These are concepts of perspective and how people make their decisions, and two sides of the same coin. Everybody's trying to get to the same thing. Like they are not inherently evil of one another.
Right.
Just like socialism and capitalism isn't evil, and you can't have one or the other. You have to have both. Point is Republican and Democrat are the corporations. These are the ones that are the opportunist companies. These are they have their buildings and their CEOs and whatnot, and they exploit the ideologies of liberal and conservatism. And I think that's what we've lost as a country is the disconnect there. We've lost the disconnect and applied religious worship to politics.
Well, yeah, but then Trump blew the whole thing wide open, because now you have conservatives, you have evangelical conservatives, you have Republicans, and now you have Trump Republicans. Trump Republicans being the worst of all of them. They tie into the evangelical conservatives very easily. And the Trump Republicans really want the party to just be about him. He's a demigod. They praise him like he's the second coming of Christ. And they're the most dangerous ones of them all. And I don't know how we get away from that at this point. I think if you impeach Trump, even if they convict him, no matter what happens, Trump's still going to be the head of the party for a very, very long time. And for the longest time, we tried to be a little understanding on the show. Jesse would always say, you know, there's a difference between Republicans and Trump Republicans. And there is. That's 100% true. The problem is that the Republicans bow down to the Trump Republicans and they vote along party lines to support them. It's that old saying, all it takes for evil to win is for good men to do nothing. So if the Republicans had a spine like they used to have, and they rose up against this demigod who has taken over their party, then we wouldn't be where we are today. They should have spoken up years ago, but they don't. And in my opinion, if you are a Republican and you are not against Donald Trump and actively trying to remove him from office and remove him from your party, then you're an enabler. You are an accessory to his madness.
Don't forget that there are some that did. Lincoln Project pulled out of that.
Yeah, I mean, George Conway, Scaramucci, there are people that did, but there's also a lot of Republicans that will say, and you've seen it on Facebook, I'm sure, someone will say, well, I don't like either of them, but if I have to pick one, I'd pick Trump. Why? Oh. There is literally no reason. He has done nothing for anyone but a very specific demographic, and what he's done is just given you all the Kool-Aid you could ever want. You have lapped that shit up like a dog.
Well, if nothing else,
anyway,
the next few days will tell us how that's going to play out.
We'll see. Time if we still have a tell. Country. Yeah. Yep.
And we still
have
another co-host, right?
I think things are going to kind of smooth out here in the next day or so. He's already said he's not going to be there for the inauguration. He's leaving town.
Yeah, but even that.
Before the inauguration.
Even that.
That's a statement.
Well, like, people
not being there is a statement.
Yeah, and people think that it's also a tip of the hat. There's the conspiracy theory that he's tipping his hat to the right-wing extremists who now know that Trump won't be there, so they don't have to hold back. They can rush in and just slaughter everybody if need be. Trump won't be there.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either, because, again, you're talking about a bunch of stupid fucking idiots running in with guns against the National Guard, against the United States military. The dangerous part, and I hope to God none of this happens, the dangerous part, fuck you, Kaz, or Hunter, Tanner, whoever posted that, who was it, Kaz?
Dalton.
The dangerous part is if you have people in the National Guard, if you have police officers who are going to be there who may be part of these extremist groups, that, and I told Maria this, and I don't think it's going to happen, and I hope it doesn't happen, but if you have a handful of people armed with assault rifles at the inauguration and they decide to turn their guns on everybody else, how much damage could they do? How quickly? You know?
A lot.
That's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of.
That's why most people that are like, you know, against all of this stuff, just, you don't need to go there. You don't need to be there unless you absolutely have to be. Like, you know, our friends that are in the National Guard are, you know, protecting and stuff. Obviously, yes. But like general Joe Public, just watch this shit on TV.
Yeah. Watch it on TV. Go on Parler if you still got it.
Let the snowflakes go in the street and melt all by them lonesome.
And that's where we'll end that discussion. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. And we're almost out of time here on the show. Lindsay, you got 5 minutes left if you want to talk about something fun to get out of here.
I have nothing. I'm sorry.
Damn. Tanner?
Nothing.
Kaz?
Hey, hold on.
Our future is bleak.
It is bleak. But there's always hope. There's always hope. You know, they might release a Cyberpunk 2.
Hope is a four-letter word. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. They did update Call of Duty.
Sounds fun. Yes.
Yeah, they updated Call of Duty, so that's a good time. They added,
I will say, that's pretty badass. I like the way that it releases in this trickle. Like,
I found this picture the other day, but I was going to save it for Easter.
Is that John Candy?
It is.
Oh, now I wish we had the picture of Cody dressed as the Easter Bunny. Hold on, maybe he's got it.
Are you doing a search for it?
No, I'm going to tag Cody
message
on here.
Message him real quick. Yeah.
Oh, right. My goodness.
Well, this
sorry,
was.
Sorry, I'm dying.
This was not a fun show.
Are you literally just asking for it?
Yes.
Well, he is there. It's showing that he's online, so.
Hopefully he'll see it.
What's an Easter bunny?
Hope Hunter. Oh, you never heard of the Easter bunny?
Easter bunny.
You're just uncultured, is what you are.
It's like going to the.
No,
it's
I think having
a party for the superb owl.
I think we did our job. I think Hunter's going to be okay. Anyone that listened to this show clearly heard a modern masterpiece. I think it actually got really good whenever we stopped trying to think of something fun and we just dived right into depression and nihilism.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Yay.
Tanner, what do we got on tap next week?
Monday, we've got an all-new I Want to Believe.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the one that always wants to do the show. Suddenly, you're questioning it?
I don't know. I'm down. You just tell me to be there, and I'm there, buddy.
I'm telling you to be there. We got stuff to talk about.
Tuesday, we've got PZ85 Plays. We got a new session of Dawn of Defiance. It's going to be interesting. Let's see what happens.
Echoes of the Jedi. There's...
Jedi.
There's a really good countdown clock. They're taking bets on how long it takes Tanner to turn to the dark side.
Wait, what's the dark side?
Tanner, you tell him you're almost there.
I'm good.
Tanner, one of the things they talk about in these documents is the Skinwalker Ranch and werewolves. So you tell
me. Look, stop talking about it because I just want to stop everything and just go do that right now.
And say, you tell me you don't want to talk about that on Monday.
I do want to talk about it.
Wednesday.
Damn it, I'm doing it.
All right, go for it.
Wednesday, we may have PW.
Probably not.
I don't know yet.
Probably not.
Probably not. Thursday, all new PZ85 After Dark.
Yes.
Podzilla After Dark.
Yes, Lindsay.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
Lindsay, what's the top five for next week?
Fuck it, we're bringing.
I haven't thought about it yet. I have plenty of time.
Fuck it, we're bringing it back. Thursday, all new Tanner Thursday.
He's been pitching this shit for so long. And then Friday, what do we got?
More Horsemouth.
Horsemouth!
Yes!
Right here on the Podzilla 1985. Actually,
hopefully we've recovered Hunter by then.
Actually, next week is just called Horse Face. And
I mean, hopefully we recovered Hunter before Tuesday, otherwise we're boned.
I'm the new GM. It's me and Marco Stunt.
Welcome to
her. You're just going to hand me a dark side point. Like, here, Welcome to another episode of PZ85 Plays, and as we get started, I'm going to hand Tanner one last dark side point.
I would trick you. I would say something like, you know, Tanner, you find a, you see a space credit on the ground. Do you want to pick it up? Yes, I do. All right, well, that's a dark side point, because that was an orphan's money, and now that orphan's going to die. So, orphans suck. Okay, that's going to be it for us this week. We're going to be back next week with all that stuff and more, right here on Podzilla 1985. If you made it through this show, God bless you. Hunter, we're thinking about you. You're in our thoughts. We hope everything turns out okay. Until next week, guys, for myself, for Lindsay, for Tanner, for Casper.
I'm sorry.
We're all sorry. We'll be out of here. This is Bob, and he was born without a tail. He was given thick cheeks instead. I don't know why I read that out loud.
My.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
What is this? Where am I? Parker? Parker, what are you doing? Why is the Xbox on?
Domination.
What is... Oh, God. No. No, please. No, not hardcore mode, Parker. Please. Anything but that. Why? No. Not on Miami. No. Parker, please.
Mr. Worldwide!
Not Mr. Worldwide! No!
No!
What happens in Miami? Hotel, there's a party in that lobby. But be careful who you mess with, 'cause the hotel area.